and excused as a criminal defence lawyer at Gallant Law. Jonathan Brancato, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. Just in a nutshell, how are our bail laws or our bail system, how is it supposed to work?
Look, Tom, over the past decade, the Bail Act has had a number of reforms. I mean, we've just had a recent reform, which has just come into effect on the 25th of March. And to be honest with you, it's a very confusing piece of legislation. And I can tell you with the most recent reforms, practitioners are still trying to wrap their head around it. In a nutshell, Tom, though, there is a presumption of bail unless the bail decision maker has to refuse bail, depending on the nature of the offence that the accused has been charged with. And recent changes or recent reforms have meant that the test for bail has become a lot lower.
Well, if someone is a high likelihood or has a high likelihood of reoffending, does that change the presumption of bail?
It can potentially. You want to, Tom. However, the unacceptable risk test has changed, and so the primary consideration that the magistrate must consider now is the safety of the community. And if there are supports that are available to the accused person, then the lawyers will argue that that can minimise any risk to the community and attempt to protect the community. In relation to the article in the Herald Sun this morning, first and foremost, you have to remember that this is a young person with particular vulnerabilities in the custodial.
Does that change things?
Yes, sir, it certainly does. There will be vulnerabilities in the custodial setting. And not only that, there is a presumption for young people that we want to try and rehabilitate them. And so you have to think about what the ultimate penalty might be if and when they are ultimately convicted or found guilty of an offence. And if there's a likelihood that they may spend longer in custody, then it's unfair to sit in the jail cell.
Well, maybe. But, I mean, it's alleged in this article that on one of the joyrides that he went on, he sped through an intersection, allegedly, smashed into a woman who had two girls in the car. Now, they're okay, but what if he's let out on bail, which he has been, and he does a similar thing and he kills someone? I mean, wouldn't we look at that and say, well, okay, we need to balance his rights not to be in jail, but what about the rights of people to be safe on the road?
And that's certainly right. And unfortunately, a lot of the reforms are reactive to high-profile cases or what happens. And first and foremost, the rehabilitation of this young offender is a primary sentencing consideration if he is ultimately convicted and sentenced. And if there is a risk that he's ultimately going to spend longer in custody, then it's unfair for him to have to sit in the jail cell for it.
I mean, you're saying these words and I'm listening to them, but I just don't understand. By his actions, he's done this, well, according to the law, he's done this eight times. Now, surely we get to the point where we say, well, look, if we let you out again, your track record suggests you will do this yet again. So, you know, it's off to the Parkville Youth Detention Centre for you.
Yes. And that might be a case that when you're looking at further reforms in the future, we need to look at, well, what further supports do we need to offer, in this case at least, young offenders? Does there need to be a greater education on the consequences of their actions? Do they need any more supports in place that when they are released on bail, that they're distracted or not engage in this kind of offending behaviour.
But don't we need to protect the public? I mean, doesn't that surely deserve a higher weighting? Again, this kid, if what is described in the article is true, that he's done this, as far as the law is concerned, eight times, and for all we know, he's done it more times. Mm. He just wasn't caught the other times. That says that he will obviously reoffend because he's already done it, you know, eight times. We've got to protect the public.
We do. The public protection is obviously a paramount consideration, but there are other ways to look at protecting the public, and maybe there needs to be more funding in offering supports for these young, particularly young offenders, to deter them from engaging in this kind of high risk and dangerous behaviour.
Well, apparently the only thing that really scared him from the law was, in fact, a brief stay inside detention. He said, oh, it was awful, I didn't like it. So it sort of confirms that the only thing that seemed to work with him was putting him inside.
Perhaps for that, that may be one deterrent, but there may be other supports that can be put in place, and if further funding was afforded to services like Youth Justice and other programs for young people, then education may be able to be a deterring factor as well.
Maybe. All right, thank you for your time. Jonathan Brancato there, criminal defence lawyer at Gallant Law. So